It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And let's do this. It's another night of high school basketball here on Kansaland Radio, and it's a non-league Big 7 versus TVL showdown as we're in Axtell, Kansas, home of the Eagles, as they play host to the Cyclones of Riverside. On this fine Friday evening, Brandon Tadman here from Axtell High School, getting you ready for the double dip of high school action. Seth Collison is back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Girls game will come up first here in about 5 minutes, and then the boys contest will follow. Well, as we get ready for the girls contest, this is an Axtell team that has already matched their win total from a year ago. They are 3-9. Last season they were 3-18. They're trying to get a win tonight to pass their win total from a year ago. Now this Riverside team just closing in potentially on 500. They're 5-7 at the moment. They've been much better outside of the Big 7 this year. They are 1-6 against the Big 7, but they are 4-1 against non-league opponents. And this Cyclones team certainly has some talent. But we'll get you a double dip tonight, starting with the girls' game and then the boys' contest to follow. It's Axtell hosting Riverside, and the action gets going right after this here on Kansaland Radio.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kansaland Radio.
All the action tonight, followed by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, getting you caught up on all the area action. A few mid-season tournaments still wrapping up this weekend as teams are now pushing through the grind with about a month left in the regular season. So every game matters going forward in terms of where you want to be in the league standings and where do you want to land in sub-state as well. So getting down to the nitty-gritty here in the final month of the regular season as we get you set for our first of two tonight with the girls contest as Axtell again is hosting Riverside. Well, let's get you the starting lineups for this one, and we'll start with the road squad in Riverside. The Lady Cyclones are 5-7, and out of conference again they are 4-1 when they are 1-6 against Big 7 league opponents, but they have won 4 of 5 against teams not in the Big 7. Head coach is Tim Stillman in his fifth year at the helm. They'll go like this here tonight at Axtell. Hallie Studer is a 5'5 sophomore in the backcourt. Joining her back there is Tania Ewing, a 5'4 senior. Also back in the backcourt as well will be Megan O'Grady, a 5'3 senior. And in the front court, Zoe Hayes, a 5'7 senior. and Taylor Weiser, a 6'2 sophomore, averaging a clean double-double this season at over 13 points and 10 rebounds per game. She has been a problem for opposing defenses and has been stout all season long. So again, for Tim Stillman's crew, it'll be Studer, Ewing, Hayes, O'Grady, and Weiser. For Axtell, head coach Abby Stevie in her sixth year at the helm, they sit at 3-9, and they will go like this. In the backcourt, Allison Bussing, a 5'6 junior, joined by Aspen Bussing, who is a 5'7 senior. Lily McClellan, a 5'8 senior. Also in the backcourt is Taylor Brockstrom, the leading scorer, a 5'4 junior at over 11 points per game. And then Lainey Porting, a 5'9 junior as well. So again, for the Eagles, it is Allison and Aspen Bussing, Lily McClellan, also Lainey Porting, and Taylor Brockstrom. Starting lineups being announced. Axtell, they were 8th place at the TBL tournament last week. They lost to Troy in the 7th place game, 39-37. They had lost 3 straight since that opening win at the TBL tournament against Washington County. The Riverside team, they won the McClouth Invitational last week with wins over Pleasant Ridge, McClouth, and Care Parabel. But after that, they turned right around, went to Holton on Tuesday and took a loss there, 44-38, to snap that brief win streak. Riverside rocking black uniforms, all white uniforms for the Eagles. This one should be a good matchup, no doubt. Both matchups should be good tonight. We're going to step aside one more time. They're going to rock the national anthem, and we'll get you set for tip-off when we come back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, first to two, just getting set to get going here from Axtell High School. Eagles hosting Riverside in a non-league contest here tonight. Thanks for tuning in here on Kansaland Radio. Eagles all white uniforms, Cyclones all black. Eagles will go from right to left, Riverside from left to right. It is Weiser jumping for Riverside. And for the Eagles, it is Lainey Porting. And the 6'2 Weiser winning the tip. Cyclones the opening possession, and we are underway. Top of the key, it's Studer. Right side, it goes to Ewing. Ewing puts it on the dribble, gets it back left side. Now they get it to Weiser at the elbow. Shot might have been partially blocked, but a rebound inside is up and no good. And then tipped underneath, and then finally grabbed by Allison Bussing. And now a tip pass out of bounds as the Cyclones showing some pressure in the full court, and they cause a turnover. Last touch by the Eagles. The Riverside gets it back. 25 seconds into the game, no score. Top of the key, it's Studer, the 5'5 sophomore, averaging over 5 points per game. Ewing now into the left corner with O'Grady. Weiser inside, kicks it to Studer. Wants to go baseline, takes it all the way. Layup spins out, no good. It was halfway down and out. And Aspen Bussing will clear it and trying to get it up the floor, but another Axel turnover. Transition layup, no good, but a battle for the rebound brought down by McClellan. So opportunities missed here early on by Riverside, forcing some turnovers, getting some shots at the rim. Another pass tipped out of bounds. Studer read that one. And from the near sideline, it will be Axel to throw it in with Aspen Bussing. Still no score. We've played a minute plus. Both these teams have had their struggles offensively. Another deflection and steal in the backcourt. And Taylor Weiser, the first basket. And Abby Stevie, Axel head coach, has already seen enough. She will take a timeout. So a 2-0 start for the Cyclones, with Weiser getting that bucket in transition after a steal. They've already forced three turnovers here in the early going. And it is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and just keep it right here. In some great games, back full slate in the TBL tonight. The Wellsville Top Gun Invitational, the Hiawatha Tournament as well, wrapping up this weekend. And then now, after that, all the teams in the area will be post-midseason tournaments and down the home stretch. They have yet to put the 2 points on the board. Now, Weiser just scored, so it still shows 0-0, but Cyclones with a 2-0 lead. I'm surprised nobody has noticed the score, and I think finally they're getting it on the scoreboard as Axel having some issues throwing it in out of the timeout, and another steal in the backcourt. Layup, good, and the foul. It's Zoe Hayes for 2-1. So now a 4-0 Riverside lead. And the Eagles having a tough time just getting it across midcourt. And the foul is Allison Bussing, the first foul on either side. And Zoe Hayes, the senior guard, averaging over 5 points per game to try to make it a three-point play, and she does. So a 5-0 start here for Riverside. We've played 120 in the first quarter. Here's Brockstrom up the way. Another lazy pass and a steal again. Five turnovers now by Axel in 90 seconds. Top of the key. Hayes for three. That is short. Battle for the rebound underneath. It's ripped away by Ewing, and then she chases it down here in the near corner and then saves it from going out of bounds. And then it's slapped out of bounds by Brockstrom. So the Cyclones will keep their end of the floor, leading 5-0 here early. Another deflected pass out of bounds. Good defense there by Brockstrom. So Hayes to throw it in. Gets it off to Studer. Top of the key. Angles right. Hands it off to Hayes. Now Ewing left side on the wing. Little three-man weave that gets inside. Good kick and a whistle, and a travel is going to be called. So a turnover by Riverside. We'll give it back to Axel with 6:08 left here in the first. And the Cyclones leading 5-0. Here's Brockstrom bouncing it to Allison Bussing. Back to Brockstrom. Had it knocked out of her hands, but she gathers, gets it up the floor. Now, finally, Axel can settle in the half court and get something going offensively. Here's Brockstrom, left wing, hands it off to Allison Bussing. Brockstrom gets it back. She's in between the rings out high, top of the key. Had it knocked away by Studer. And they're going to get Studer with the foul. To be her first. And the first on Riverside. Far sideline, Eagles set to throw it in. And then Studer comes away with a steal in the backcourt. She's off and running in the open lane and lays it in for two. A 7-0 Riverside lead as we're approaching 5.5 minutes to go here in the first. Finally, they get back in transition. No good on the layup attempt by McClellan and a rebound for Weiser. 7-0 Riverside. 5:20 clock moving here in the first quarter. Studer turns down a three. Ewing in the right corner will fire a deep three. It's long. But a backside rebound is missed, and a rebound brought down by Porting. But O'Grady had a really good shot at a second-chance bucket, but unable to connect. 7-0 Riverside. Axel with the basketball, but still struggling here in the half court to keep possession. They go to Brockstrom. Inside, difficult shot, and it rattles in. And Axel finally on the board. Taylor Brockstrom, the leading scorer for two, makes it 7-2 Riverside. Here's Studer, short corner right. Now Weiser. Left side, it's Hayes. Now O'Grady, top of the key. Bouncing it right side to Studer. Zone defense here by Axtell. Pass deflected and now knocked all the way into the backcourt. And Riverside will gather with 4.5 minutes left here in the first. They work it up the floor with O'Grady. Ewing gets inside. Layup good and the foul. Tania Ewing for 2-1. Makes it 9-2 in favor of Riverside. We're at 4:25 left here in the opening quarter. Ewing is going to try to cap off a three-point play as a team. Riverside 50% at the line. It's short by Ewing. So it stays 9-2. Now an opportunity for Axtell to try to get some points and cut into this seven-point deficit as we're coming up on the halfway point here in the first. Here is Allison Bussing, top of the key, now works it right side on the wing, looking for Brockstrom inside, deflected out of bounds, and it's last touch by Axtell. So another turnover by the Eagles, make that seven here in the first. Cyclones get it back, leading 9-2. Now the officials will stop play and gather here in front of the scorers table for some reason. So they had one of the fouls wrong on the scoreboard. It was showing no fouls for Riverside, although they had committed a foul, so they wanted to make sure that was added. There's a deflected pass, and it's picked up by Bussing for Axtell. Here's McClellan, a deep two, nearly banks it in, and then a rebound for Ewing. Now Ewing wants to get in transition, gets all the way to the block. Her layup is no good, and a rebound by Brockstrom. 9-2 Riverside, 3:40 left here in the first. This is Brockstrom, top of the key, gets inside, and her shot is short. And tipped underneath, and then a block out of bounds by Weiser. Good defense by the 6'2 sophomore. Axtell will keep. Kennedy Dieters is going to check in for Axtell, as well as Kaylee Sandman, 5'7 sophomore. And Abby O'Grady, a sophomore, is checked in for Riverside. And Aspen Bussing throws it away on the inbounds pass. Grady gets it up the floor to Hayes. Hayes stops on a dime and now reverses the basketball. As Studer now will reset here in the half court. The 9-2 Riverside lead. Looking for Weiser inside and out of bounds, but it was last touched by Axtell. So fortunate Riverside avoiding a turnover. And they will keep the possession. Studer to throw it in right side of her own backboard. Looking right and now chucks it into the backcourt. To O'Grady, now Weiser left side on the wing, turns down a three. Now Ewing reversing it right. Here is Hayes from downtown. This one not there. And a rebound for Porting for Axtell. Trying to get it up the floor. They do to Sandman, who just checked in the game. Short two from the left side is no good, but an offensive rebound and stick back is no good by Allison Bussing, but she draws the foul and will shoot two. They get Zoe Hayes with the foul, her first, team second. So at 2:55 left here in the first, 9-2. Riverside with the lead, but Allison Bussing will shoot two free throws. And the first one spins in there. She's a 57% free throw shooter, averaging over 2 points per game so far this season. As a team, the Eagles are 52% at the stripe. Makes it 9-3. Again, 2:55 left here in the first. The second free throw is up and good as well. So a 2-for-2 trip there by Allison Bussing. Her first two of the night makes it 9-4. Riverside, their lead is 5. Here is Lily Jewell, who just checked into the game. Weiser gets her missed and puts it up and in. 4 points now, a couple of rebounds for Taylor Weiser. Makes it 11-4 Riverside. Here is Sandman up the floor, gets inside over Weiser. Her shot's no good, and a rebound for Weiser. That length causing some problems for the Axtell defense early. Here's Weiser at the elbow. Now Ewing, they reverse the basketball. Over to Jewell, now skips it. Near side to Studer. One-handed pass to Ewing. Baseline drive. Gets bumped. Kicks it left side. A 15-foot jump shot nearly banked in. No good. And a rebound for Axtell. They want to push it up the floor quickly. Sandman, short corner right. Splits two defenders. Missed the layup. Gets her own rebound and draws the foul. The 5'7 sophomore, Kaylee Sandman, will shoot two. With exactly 2 minutes left here in the first. And see who the foul was on. As the first free throw is no good. Mai Sandman, 57% free throw shooter on the year. Ewing comes out as Cadence Brune will check in for Riverside. 11-4 is the score. Riverside in front. Second free throw no good. A rebound for Riverside. Here's Studer. Left to right, down the middle. Points left, goes that way. It is Jewell back to Studer. Right side it goes to Abby O'Grady. A lot of perimeter passing. They want Weiser inside. She had it knocked away, but she chases it down at the right elbow. Now works towards the block, gets underneath, and steps on the baseline and out of bounds. Third turnover by Riverside. Gives it back to Axtell at 137 left here in the quarter. It's a 7-point Riverside lead at 11-4. Continuing to show pressure here in the full court. They finally get it in and do so to Kennedy Dieter. She'll stop and get right. Now they get it up the floor. Sandman has it inside. Pass deflected. Still on the floor. Body's hitting the floor. And then finally it's rolling into the far corner. Surprised there was no whistle, and somehow Axtell able to come away with it. Here is Dieters into the corner now with Aspen Bussing. Her pass deflected out of bounds. The Eagles will keep at 1:14 left here in the quarter, trailing Riverside 11-4. Aspen Bussing to throw it in, gets it off to Allison Bussing, top of the key, works it right, now stops, left side pass it goes to Sandman as we're coming up on the final minute here in the first quarter. Here's Porting, a drive, shot up no good, but she drew the foul and will shoot two. They get the foul on Brune, who just checked in her first, team fourth. First free throw is up and good. Makes it 11-5. Second free throw on the way is good as well for Lainey Porting. First 2 points for her tonight. Makes it 11-6. Riverside has it knocked away, and Aspen comes away with a steal. Correction, that was Allison Bussing with the steal. Left side, Sandman drives, kicks left. Corner three by Dieters. Rims out, no good. Rebound for Riverside by Jewell. They got 35 seconds left here in the first. Here's O'Grady. Left side, it goes to Jewell. Pass deflected, nearly intercepted, but Riverside keeps at 25 seconds to go here in the first. See if they play for the final shot. Weiser, a right corner triple, hits off the back box, no good. Backside rebound collected there by Aspen Bussing. Down to 14 seconds to go. Trying to get away from a double team and does. Gets it off to Sandman, down the middle, across the timeline. Short corner right, Porting a two, left it short. But an offensive rebound is no good. And then another opportunity is up and in. Right at the buzzer, Kaylee Sandman with a big bucket to end the first quarter. And at the end of one, as bad as it looked early for Axtell, they battle back and they're only down three. 11-8 after the first quarter. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, Riverside leading Axtell 11-8. Axtell with the ball to start the second quarter. Here's a baseline drive by Dieters. Cut off now in the corner, looking for a cut inside. And we get a whistle. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to Riverside. Brandon Tham and Seth Tollison with you. Another Friday night, which means another night of the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. There's a steal and then a whistle and a foul, as it was Sandman who got the steal and then missed the layup. And now a second chance opportunity is going to lead to free throws. Abby O'Grady picks up this foul. And it will be Allison Bussing to shoot two. She's 2 for 2 at the line here already in the first half for 2 points and 4 early rebounds. These first one is up, and the first one is good. So 3 points for Allison Bussing, the 5'6 junior. Makes it 11-9, early portions of the second quarter. Second free throw on the way. Too strong, but a rebound and a block shot by Weiser, as Porting had a shot at it. But Weiser with her second block here in the first half. Riverside with it up two. Early second quarter, 11-9. Right side Ewing now looking for Weiser. Short corner right. She's quickly doubled. Over the head pass to Studer. Left side it goes to O'Grady. Shot short. And a rebound for Axtell. This is Sandman trying to work it up the floor. Splits two defenders, going right at Weiser. Lays it up, no good. Rebound on the backside by Studer. Here comes Hallie Studer. This is O'Grady. Back to Studer, top of the key. Now Weiser, right side on the wing. Short quarter, it's Hayes. Gets out of some trouble to Weiser, top of the key. Now Studer. Minute plus here in into the second quarter. Here's Hayes from downtown, and it's nothing but net. Zoe Hayes, leading all scorers early with 6, makes it 14-9 Riverside, and they continue to show pressure here in the full court, deflecting a pass out of bounds, so the Eagles will have to throw it in another try. And it will be Allison Bussing to throw it in. Does so to Aspen Bussing. They get it up the floor. Dieters, near sideline running. She's caught in a double team and bouncing it. And a near steal by Ewing, but Axtell keeping it alive. Right side to Porting on the wing. Now top of the key it goes to Aspen Bussing. Tried to split two defenders. Had it knocked away and a steal by Studer. Studer wants to go a little two-on-one. Pass into O'Grady. Saved it from going out of bounds, and they'll reset. Hayes up top. Right side to Studer. Gets a ball screen behind the line for three. Rattles one home. Hallie Studer from downtown. She's got 5, and it's back to 8. 17-9. Coming up on 6 minutes left here in the first half. Eagles nearly turning it over again, but they work it up the floor. Near sideline with Sandman. Now right side in the corner, it's Porting. And top of the key, they'll reset with Bussing. Driving by, layup is good. That's Aspen Bussing getting to the bucket and laying it in for 2, making it 17-11 Riverside. Under 5:45 until halftime. Here's Weiser, steps into a deep 2, in and out, no good, and a rebound for Axtell. Kennedy Dieters with this one. Trying to get it up the floor, and a long pass that's going to go out of bounds, and another Axtell turnover. As that is now 11 here in the first half. And we'll get Taylor Brockstrom back into the game for Axtell, also Abby O'Grady will check in for Weiser. So a smaller lineup in the game right now for Riverside with Weiser on the bench. Riverside with the ball, leading early 17-11. Still early portions here of the second quarter. Here's a free throw line jump shot that's no good, and a rebound for Axtell. And then a whistle and a foul. It's going to be Riverside picking up this one. They'll get Hayes with her second and team foul number six. So the rest of the first half, Axtell will be in the bonus. Allison Bussing to throw it in. Gets it to Dieters. Back to Bussing. Staring down this full court pressure zone defense being applied by Riverside. And Brockstrom able to get it across the timeline. Bouncing it left side. Dieters in the corner for three. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound and a nice pass by Bussing to Sandman, who finishes at the rim for two. Makes it 17-13 Riverside. 4:45 left here in the second. There's a long two that's going to go out of bounds. It's an air ball, and it goes back to Axtell. That one missed by Zoe Hayes. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Riverside led by three at the end of one, 11-8. Now 17-13 Riverside at 4:42 until halftime. Zoe Hayes, leading scorer in the game with six for Riverside. They got five from Studer, four from Weiser. And for Axtell, Sandman off the bench, four early points. Allison Bussing with three. And then Aspen Bussing along with Porting and Brockstrom, each with two. Both of these teams looking to exceed win totals from a year ago. Riverside was a 7-win team last year. They got 5 wins right now. There's another whistle and another foul. They will get Abby O'Grady with this one, her second. And now a 1-1 coming up here for Axtell. And for Axtell, 3 wins on the year into tonight. They were 3-18 last year, so an opportunity to surpass that win total from a year ago if they can get a win here tonight. So put Sandman at the line to shoot a 1-1. She's 0 of 2 at the line, but she knocks in this first, and she'll get the bonus. She's got 5 here in the first half. Makes it 17-14. Riverside's lead is cut to 3. Second free throw up and good as well. So a good start to the game for Sandman now with 6 points. Makes it 17-15 Riverside. Now Axtell showing some pressure here in the full court. Studer over the top to Ewing. Darts up the floor. Now some numbers here for Riverside. There's a block shot inside. Good defense. Ewing comes away with it. And we get a whistle and a tie-up inside. And it'll go back to Axtell. So a chance to tie or take the lead here in the first half. After they got down early in this game, they've battled back. There's a long pass up the floor that's tipped into the backcourt. But Axtell getting it up the floor finally, and another foul is going to be called. This one against Weiser, who just checked back in. More free throws coming up for Sandman. She's 2 of 4 at the line, 6 points here in the first half. A pair here would tie the game. And the first free throw is good. And she's got 7 now to lead all scores. 17-16, chance to tie the game. And that one's no good. Rebound Riverside. Megan O'Grady with that one. Here's Studer, lost it inside, tipped out of bounds. Neither official knows who it was out on. They look at each other and give the shoulder shrug, and finally they decide it's going to go back to Axtell. So a turnover by Riverside as we're coming up on the halfway point here in the second quarter. They get it up the floor quickly. Sandman wants to go in transition. Layup good. Axtell takes the lead. 9 here in the first half from Kaylee Sandman. Makes it 18-17 Eagles. Ewing, a short corner J, in and out, no good in transition. Another rebound for Axtell. and Abby Stevie wants a timeout, getting caught in a double team. It's going to be a full, so we'll take one as well. This timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Many flavors of popcorn to choose from, which is the perfect timeout snack. We're back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Ring in 2022 at the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadstick for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
Kansaland Radio.
Got a good one here in the first half. Axel leading Riverside 18-17. As we're getting ready to come out of the timeout, Axel led by head coach Abby Stevie. Turnovers have been an issue for him this season. And a bevy of turnovers early, but they have certainly gotten better working up against the Cyclone full court pressure. Getting it up the floor. They'll have to do it again out of the timeout. As Allison Bussing will throw it in. Rifles one in to the hand of Studer and another turnover. Now O'Grady for three. That's no good, but Weiser able to chase down the rebound and keep it alive. Another opportunity here. Studer gets it top of the key. Now Ewing wants Weiser on the block. Turns on a double team. Spins in the paint. Shot is good. With some touch, Taylor Weiser now with six. Gives the lead back to Riverside at 19-18 at 3:25 left here in the first half. Axel gets it up the floor with Porting. Doubled. They're across the timeline. They're resetting here in the half court. Rockstrom in left side. Holds it high. Now puts it on the floor. Crossing over Studer on the left wing. Picks it up there. Studer playing good defense and now bouncing it to Bussing on a cut. Has it knocked into the corner. She chases it down. Now throws it top of the key to Allison Bussing. Wants to work to her left, but then drew the pivot foot up. And it's going to be called for a travel. Another turnover here by Axtell. So Riverside to get it back with a 19-18 lead and under 3 minutes to go until halftime. Studer, right side pass to Ewing. They go right inside to Weiser. On the block, she's triple-teamed. Has it knocked on the floor. And it looks like we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball. And the possession arrow will keep it with Riverside. Tim Stillman, the head coach of Riverside, was trying to get a timeout called, but the official said there was no possession gathered at the time. This is Megan O'Grady to throw it in, gets it into Ewing underneath, and a shot up no good, but she drew the foul and will shoot two. Just the third team foul against Axtell here in the first half. It's against Sandman, her first. And this is Tania Ewing that will shoot two. 2 points, four rebounds so far for her in the first half, and she's off on the first. She has struggled at the line. She came in through tonight just 1-for-19, and she's 0-for-2, and now make it 0-for-3. Rebound there by Porting, and actually once again a chance to take the lead. Top of the key, Aspen Bussing. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Now it's Allison Bussing into the corner with Porting. Now here's a right wing three. In and out, no good. Rebound for Riverside. Weiser again. It's her seventh rebound here in the first half. Here is O'Grady. Skips it to Hayes. Now Studer, top of the key. Wants to drive. Good kick. O'Grady, right wing three. It's good. Megan O'Grady from downtown. Her first bucket makes it 22-18 Riverside. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. Here is Brockstrom. Head of steam, stops on the right wing. Bouncing it into the corner, deflected out of bounds by Hayes. As Dieters is going to check back in for Axtell, replacing Allison Bussing. Got a minute 52 left in the first half. 22-18. The Riverside lead is 4. Both teams have fairly balanced scoring across the board here early. Sandman top of the key. Right side it goes to Brockstrom. A deep two, it's no good. Rebound Ewing. She wants to push it in transition. She wants to put her head down and go coast to coast and draw the foul. They'll get Porting with the foul here. Team foul number four. And Ewing will be back at the line to shoot two more. At 1:40 left until halftime. The second foul on Porting. So Ewing's first is good. Just her second made free throw of the season. She's got 3 points, makes it 23-18 in favor of Riverside. Second on the way, too strong, battle for the rebound underneath, and Ewing gets her own miss and drives in and scores. Five now for Ewing, and now Ewing comes away with a steal, and it's knocked down underneath, and out of bounds it goes, and it goes right back to Axel. Fortunate for the Eagles, because Ewing had another layup and could have been a foul called, but they let it go, and the ball ends up rolling out of bounds. Now a 25-18 Riverside lead with under 90 seconds left here until halftime. There's a pass to midcourt, deflected a couple times, but Axel able to gather with Porting. Hands it off to Aspen Bussing, works it down the floor, and then she had it knocked away and a steal by Weiser. Weiser, the 6'2 post player, takes it all the way coast to coast and lays it in. She's got eight. Makes it 27-18, so quite the run here by Riverside here late in the first half. There's a missed shot in transition. Weiser, another rebound. Working on a double-double here in the first half. Under a minute to go. Here is Hayes, right side. Gets to Studer in the paint. Now Ewing kicks it left side. This is Jewell. Drives, looking for Weiser inside. Picks it up and finishes. 10 points for Weiser here in the first half. Makes it 29-18. Quite the run to close out the half. For Riverside, we're down to 35 seconds left. Even the second, and now a whistle and a double dribble is going to be called against Sandman. So another Axel turnover. Riverside gets it back with now an 11-point lead with 33 seconds left. See if they want to play for the final shot. Studer blowing the pace. 2 steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Gets it back. Now Ewing right side on the wing. Down to 17 seconds. Ewing drives. Kicks left corner to Jewell. Now swings it back right side to Studer. Open for three. No good. But a rebound by Hayes to keep it alive. 7 seconds to go. Studer to Weiser. Wants to drive baseline. Goes all the way. Layup no good. Rebound Axel. And that's going to be the end of the first half. So a strong finish by Riverside. And they've built an 11-point halftime lead. Our score at the half, 29-18 Riverside over Axtell. Halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again, back after a timeout to recap the first half here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Seth Tollison back in studio. Brandon Sadman here from Axtell High School, and the Eagles trailing Riverside here in the first half. Our score 29-18. Riverside jumped out, got an early 7-point lead, but Axtell fought back at the end of the first quarter, trailed only by 3 at 11-8, but a strong finish the final 2 minutes by Riverside to close the half after Axtell had gotten it back to a 3-point lead, and now it's all of a sudden an 11-point Riverside advantage. They outscore Axtell 18-10 in the second quarter. They lead at 29-18 at the half. Let's go through the numbers in the first half, and Riverside led by Taylor Weiser, the 6'2 sophomore, 10 points, 8 rebounds in the first half. She came in averaging about nearly 14 and 10 roughly, and she's already got 10 points, 8 rebounds here in the first half. Some balanced scoring as well. Zoe Hayes with 6, 5 apiece by Hallie Studer and Tania Ewing. And then also Megan O'Grady has 3 points as well. Axtell led by Kaylee Sandman, the 5'7 sophomore off the bench. She had 9 points and 3 rebounds. She was 3 of 6 at the line. 3 points by Allison Bussing. And then 2 points apiece by Aspen Bussing, also Lainey Porting, and Taylor Brocksterman. Axtell is out rebounding Riverside 21-18. Axtell really hurt themselves with turnovers, 16 first half turnovers by Axtell, but they were good from the line, hitting 8 out of 12 free throws. Cyclones turned it over 7 times, and they were 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Again, it is Riverside here at the half, leading Axtell 29-18. Halftime coverage continues after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at neketax.com.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holidays, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
Hansaland Radio.
Halftime continues. Our girls game at the half. Riverside leading here at Axel 29-18. A quick preview of our boys contest coming up. The Axel boys coming off a sixth place finish at the TBL tournament last week. They lost to Troy in the opening round and then beat Blue Valley, but then lost to Clifton Clyde in the fifth place game last Saturday. Overall, they have lost four of their last five games, and they sit at 5-6 coming into tonight. Now, this Riverside team, they are 3-3 over their last six. They currently come in at 5-7, but they have also been much better against non-Big 7 teams, as they have won four of five games this year outside of Big 7 opponents. But should be quite evenly matched and should be an exciting one for the boys' contest between Axel and Riverside coming up after the conclusion of our girls game here. But at the half, Riverside girls in control 29-18. One final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next, and our halftime show has been brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Mom, I got the job! I got the job!
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Hansaland Radio.
Getting ready for the start of the second half in our girls' contest here. Riverside leading on the road at Axel 29-18. A burst in the final 2 minutes, turning a 3-point lead into an 11-point halftime lead. The difference so far in this score. As we get set now for the second half, we switch sides. Axel will go now from left to right. Riverside from right to left. Eagles down 11. We'll have the ball to start the second half. And here we go. Underway. Taylor Brockstrom sees the inbounds pass, works it across the timeline, stops on the top of the key. A long pass into the left corner with Aspen Bussing. Brockstrom going back to get it on the left wing. She's quickly doubled, had it knocked away, a near steal, and finally a whistle and a foul. It's going to be called, I believe, on Hayes. And they do get Zoe Hayes now with her third. And the first foul on either team in the second half. Here is Brockstrom. At 2 points in the first half. Picks up the dribble a little prematurely. Now goes left side on the wing to Aspen Bussing. Top of the key, it goes to Porting. Porting now hands it off. Here's a long two that is in and out, no good, and Weiser clears the miss. Her ninth rebound. She's one rebound away from a double-double, averaging a double-double on the year, and about to bust that pace early in the second half. Weiser, good feed to Studer on the backside. Layup good. Allie Studer with seven, makes it 31-18. Largest lead of the game for Riverside. Here is Lily McClellan. They get it up the floor. Brockstrom, two-on-one break. Her layup is no good. Rebound chased into the corner, gathered by Ewing. Now Ewing wants to run near sideline. Spins away from the defender and now wants to kick and drive. Into the corner for three. Good. It's Zoe Hayes from downtown. And she's got nine all of a sudden, and the lead is 34-18 as Riverside continues their hot stretch from the end of the second quarter to the early portions of the third. Ewing drives, or Ewing trying to get a steal on a drive by Lily McClellan. And McClellan's going to go to the free throw line as they get Weiser with this foul, her second, team second. And McClellan, who has been quiet tonight, no points. The 5'8 senior at the line, free throw, rims out, no good. Played 90 seconds here in the third quarter. McClellan's free throw is good. She goes one for two, and she's got her first point. And the Riverside lead is 15 at 34-19. Not quite 2 minutes in. Ewing passes O'Grady. A free throw line jumper is no good. Ewing trying to chase it down into the corner, and it's knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Riverside, so Axel will get it back down 15. Allison Bussing to throw this one in. Rifles it into McClellan. Picks up the dribble right back to Allison Bussing. Wants to come near sideline. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Stops on the right wing. Up top it goes to Aspen Bussing. Now they want McClellan. Right corner. Puts it on the dribble. Curls in the lane. Had it knocked away. Ball still on the floor. Picked up by Ewing. A steal for Ewing. She wants to go coast to coast and draw the foul. 5:52, clock stopped here, third quarter. They get Brockstrom in with the foul. They're going to say it's on the floor. So Riverside will throw it in. Brockstrom's first foul. Here's Studer, left corner for three. Not there. Battle for the rebound, and Ewing has it. She's been good on the glass, too. Weiser inside, short corner right. Looking for O'Grady, had it knocked away in a steal. Eight turnovers now by Riverside. So Axel gets it back down 34-19. We got 5.5 minutes left here in the third. Here is Brockstrom. Goes right, now turns back left. Had it knocked away and out of bounds by Hayes. And it stays with Axel to throw it in far sideline near midcourt. Here's Brockstrom. Across the timeline. Angles right, stops on the right wing, guarded by O'Grady. Puts the work on O'Grady, and they're going to get it for an offensive foul, pushing off with the right arm. And Brockstrom picks up her second, and another Axel turnover. So Riverside gets it back, 5:12 left here in the third. They lead it 34-19. Ewing darts a pass up the floor, nobody there and out of bounds. So the Cyclones will give it right back. Sandman will check back in, who had a really strong first half, led Axel with 9 points. She had three rebounds as well, hit 3 of 6 at the line. Trying to get a spark here, down 15. Here is Porting, lost it. O'Grady comes away with a steal. And then O'Grady's pass is intercepted by Allison Bussing. They want to get it up the floor, and now Studer comes away with a steal. So back and forth we go. Riverside with it. Hayes inside to Weiser, turns, kicks it left side, O'Grady a three, book it. Megan O'Grady from downtown, her second triple, she has 6. And the lead is now 18, 37-19. Got 4.5 minutes left here in the third. It's been all Riverside since about the final 2 minutes of the first half. Axel was within 3, but Riverside closed the half, pushing the lead to 11. Now all of a sudden it sits at near 20 as Axtell throws it away again, and now Riverside up the floor. Studer in the right corner. They want Weiser inside. Not there this time. Now O'Grady top of the key. They get it to Ewing in the corner. Now Weiser on the block. Turns, fades, fires, misses. Gets her own miss. Shot up is good, and the foul. 12 points and 11 rebounds now for Taylor Weiser. Trying to cap off a three-point play. It's a 20-point Riverside lead at 39-19. As Morgan Miller, a senior, will check in for Riverside. Also, Abby O'Grady is back in, replacing Hayes. Weiser is a 49% free throw shooter. And that one is perfect. He's got 13 in the game. And the lead is 40-19. Largest lead of the game at 21. Here is Dieters. Cut off short corner right. Dribbles back out to the wing. Now working back towards the corner. And out of bounds is Allison Bussing, and another Axtell turnover. Make it 22 in the game. It's really been the difference. As Riverside is set to throw it in. Now Studer receives and will walk it up the floor. Under 3:40 left here in the third. It's been all Riverside. They go inside. Morgan Miller shot up no good, and a rebound for Axtell. Sandman collects that rebound. Still having issues getting it up the floor. Sandman is bumped by Weiser and fouled, so Weiser's going to have now her third foul. It's on the floor. Axtell will throw it in underneath their own bucket. It'll be Allison Bussing to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Trying to find somebody, still looking. Now over the top it goes to Sandman inside. They kick it up top to Dieters. Dieters spinning at the top of the key. Guarded by O'Grady. Gets a high ball screen. Offensive foul. They're going to get Sandman on the illegal screen. It's her second foul and another turnover. So Riverside gets it back. Now 3:13 and counting third quarter. Their lead is 21. Seem to be slowing the pace down a little bit. Top of the key, Scooter. Good extra pass. It's Abby O'Grady for three in the corner. No good, but Ewing's right there for the offensive rebound and stick back. 7 for Tania Ewing makes it 42-19. Largest lead continues to build at 23. Porting. Drive inside and banks it in for two. Laney Porting with four. Makes it 42-21. Down to 2.5 minutes left here in the third. In Riverside, just slowing the pace down a little bit. They had an 11-point halftime lead as they throw it away, and we'll give it back to Axtell. Led 29-18 at halftime. They had gotten it all the way up to 23. Now the lead is 21. 2:24 left here in the third. And then Weiser's going to come away with another steal as that pass was intercepted by Weiser at midcourt. Kicks it to Studer. Left wing three, short. Battle for the rebound underneath. Tipped a few times, and Axtell comes away with it with Porting. Then Ewing knocks that one out of bounds. Axtell keeps. Still not across the timeline yet. Down to 2:08 left here in the quarter. Allison Bussing to throw it in. To give this Riverside team won their midseason tournament last week, the McLeod Invitational, with wins over Pleasant Ridge, McLeod, and Care Paravel. Studer intercepting that pass, and another Axtell turnover. Another steal by Riverside. They average over 10 steals per game. They have certainly hit that number. And we're looking for Weiser inside. Pass deflected and intercepted. As Dieters comes away with a steal, and now she's trapped in the corner, and they're going to get Weiser, I believe, with a foul, which would be her fourth. And they do. That's a big foul. Weiser now with four. She's going to have to come out at 1:50 left here in the third as Jewel and Megan O'Grady will check back in for Riverside. Studer also will get a quick breather. But it's a 21-point Riverside lead at 42-21. We got 1:50 left here in the third. Up the floor, it's McClellan, right wing, had it tipped into the backcourt. And Sandman able to chase it down. Spins away, McClellan inside, missed the layup, rebound for Morgan Miller. Here's Ewing, 90 seconds left here in the third, 21-point Riverside lead. Slowing it down here in the half court. As Megan O'Grady bounces one. Now Ewing into the corner. They get Miller inside. Kicks it back to Ewing. Top of the key. Good ball reversal. Savvy O'Grady. Now inside to Miller. Shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. They're going to say it's on the floor. It'll be team foul number 5 against Axel. Down to 65 seconds left here in the third. They get McClellan with this one, her first. As McClellan will come out, Aspen Bussing will check in for her. Megan O'Grady to throw it in. Over the top, wanting Miller. Had it knocked away, and an Axel steal. Allison Bussing comes away with that one. Here's Sandman. Short corner shot. And it spins out, no good. And then a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. That's going to go against Dieters. And the Cyclones get it back, leading by 21. 42-21. We're at 56 seconds to go here in the third. This is Abby O'Grady across the timeline, the sophomore. Now Ewing top of the key. Now Miller gets it. Back to Ewing. See how they want to handle this possession. Potentially take the time off the clock. Still 36 seconds and counting. Here's O'Grady to Ewing right side on the wing. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Now high left it goes to Abby O'Grady. Now it's Megan O'Grady high right. Bouncing one to Jewel. Left side to Ewing down to 20 seconds. Certainly want to take off this time. Jewel's going to drive. Baseline left. Cut off by the defender. Now Megan O'Grady with it. Ewing top of the key. Now 9 seconds. Abby O'Grady, baseline drive, stop and pop from 15, in and out no good, rebound Axel. Just 1 second to go, no shot up in time, and that's going to end the third quarter. The lead had built up to 23 by Riverside, and they sit now with a 21-point advantage going to the fourth. 42-21 our score, fourth quarter action coming your way next here on Kansas Land Radio.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansas Land Radio.
8 minutes left here in this ballgame. Riverside in control, 42-21 here at Axel. They held Axel just 3 points in the third quarter. There's a whistle and a foul. Caden Sproon had just checked back in, and she'll shoot two. As they get Aspen Bussing with this foul. That is her second. Team foul number 7, so Brune at the line will shoot two. Knocks in the first. Just a 38% free throw shooter is the junior Caden Sproon. Second, in and out, no good. Rebound for Axtell. As Porting gathers in that one, Axtell, a lot of work left to be done if they want to try to claw back into this game, but still some time here early in the fourth quarter, and then that one out of bounds off of the face of Aspen Bussing and out of bounds. Another Axtell turnover, so Riverside gets it back. Their lead is 43-21. Largest lead of the game was 23. Here's Megan O'Grady. Left short corner jump shot, no good. And battle for the rebound is underneath, and Brune has it. And then her shot is no good. And then Porting comes down with the miss, and then a whistle and a foul. It's on Riverside against Brune. That's her second, team fifth. Played 45 seconds here in the fourth quarter. It's a 43-21 Riverside lead. Here's Allison Bussing up the floor. Sandman now working top of the key. Picks it up. Two steps in front of the midcourt stripe. Left side it goes to Allison Bussing. Now a pass caught by Sandman on the block. Guarded by Miller. Now back to the top of the key with Aspen Bussing. She'll split two defenders. Have it knocked away inside. Trying to fight for positioning. Miller comes away with a block and out of bounds far side. And last touch by Axtell. It'll go back to Riverside. Good defense by the 6'1 senior, Morgan Miller. 6:45 left to go in the game. 43-21 Riverside. They have dominated the game since the early portions of the second quarter. O'Grady in and out on a three and a rebound for Axtell. Sandman comes away with it. She wants to go coast to coast. It has it knocked away by O'Grady, but a foul's going to be called. So O'Grady picks up the first, or her first, team foul number six. And Sandman to the line to shoot two. And she knocks in the first. She's into double figures with 10. Rockstrom back into the game. Second free throw is good as well. 11 points here by Kaylee Sandman, the 5'7 sophomore. Makes it a 20-point Riverside lead at 43-23. Under 6:20 to go in the game. Going side to Brune on the block. Difficult shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And they're going to get Aspen Bussing with this one, her third. Team foul number eight. So Cadence Brune, the junior, at the line. And the first free throw off, no good. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound by Sandman for Axtell. Still a 20-point Riverside lead. Coming up on 6 minutes left. Good pass inside and a whistle and a foul. Going to be on Megan O'Grady once again. Her second free throw's coming up for Aspen Bussing. She will shoot two. Aspen averaging 7 points per game, over five rebounds as well. Free throw's up and good, but she's been quiet tonight. That's just her third point. She's got three rebounds. 46% at the line this year. Second one is up and good. So two for two there. My Aspen Bussing makes it 43-25. The Riverside lead is 18. With 6:04 left in the game, as a chunk of the starters back in for Riverside, as Ewing, Weiser, and Studer all come back in. Also Hayes out there as well, and Brune. Studer gets a hand off top of the key, works it right side. Hayes on the dribble. Now Ewing left wing. Into the corner with Studer. Looking for Weiser inside, not there. Hayes will drive, shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Axtell's going to come away with it and then throw it away. That's really been the story tonight. Turnovers for Axtell's really hurt them. That number continues to pile up. It's an 18-point lead for Riverside, 43-25. And we got 5.5 minutes left. And they're going to say Studer stepped over the midcourt stripe, so that's going to be a turnover by Riverside. Didn't see her foot after she was already past midcourt, had gone back over. And so Axtell with it now in the half court. Here's Aspen Bussing. Right side it goes to Sandman on the wing. Trying to find Dieters inside. It's not there. Sandman needs to get rid of it and does. Top of the key to Brockstrom. Brockstrom angles left. Now spins. Stops at the free throw line. Bounces it off to Sandman. Not much movement here offensively. Abby Stevie, the head coach, really trying to fight. And now a whistle after all that. It's going to be an offensive foul. On an illegal screen, they'll get Dieters. Now with her third foul, we'll give it back to Riverside with an 18-point lead and now under 5 minutes to go. 43-25. Weiser right side to Ewing. Good pass inside. Hayes, her shot up no good, and a rebound for Axtell. Rocksterman with it. Now Weiser comes away with a steal. Axtell comes right back. They get it up the floor. No good on the layup attempt. And then Weiser got the rebound, had it knocked away, but a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be a 1-1 now for Riverside. As they'll get Brockstrom in with this foul for third. And that should be two free throws for Weiser. It's the 10th team foul. points, 11 rebounds for Weiser tonight. And she's good on the first, make it 14. So roughly right at her averages on the year. She has been so solid. And every bit of 6'2". Second free throw, no good. Too strong, and a rebound for McClellan. Axtell down 19, 44-25 with under 4.5 minutes to go. Here's Brockstrom, had it knocked away at the top of the key, and another Riverside steal. Half court. Ewing wide open in the corner for three, not this time. Tipped in the air. Axtell comes away with it. Here's McClellan up the floor, stops, and hands it off to Aspen Bussing now with 4 minutes to go in the game. She'll drive, pop, and stop, and shoot it, and score it. Aspen Bussing with six. Makes it 44-27 with 3:50 to go. Studer, far sideline, comes back here to the near side. Weiser, a good screen. Now Ewing along two, no good. And fighting for the rebound, McClellan grabs it for Axtell. Here's Brockstrom, far sideline up the floor. Stops on a dime and then throws it into the backcourt. Hayes trying to run and pick it up. She does, underneath her own bucket, spinning on the block. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. And Weiser now top of the key to Studer. Good pass inside. Ewing wide open for two. It's good. Nine for Tanaya Ewing. Makes it 46-27. Down to 3:10 left in the game. Riverside looking for their sixth win of the year. They're 5-7. This is Brockstrom. Brockstrom left side on the wing. Split the double. Gets inside. Good. Extra pass to McClellan, and she'll lay it in for two. First basket for McClellan. She's got three. Makes it 46-29 with under 2:45 to go. So again, just grinding away. Studer a drive all the way to the 10, and she'll lay it in plus the foul. Nine for Studer. And a chance at a three-point play. Fouls on Sandman, her third. Looks like both teams going to sub in some younger players with 2:35 left and a 19-point lead for Riverside. And Studer will try to cap off a three-point play, get it back to 20. And And she does. 10 for Studer. Makes it 49-29 with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Aspen Bussing, top of the key. Right side to Allison Bussing. Aspen cuts through, nothing there. Wants a ball screen for McClellan. Now it goes back to Aspen Bussing, right side. There's a shot up inside, no good. Rebound for Riverside as O'Grady comes away with that one. And Megan O'Grady across the timeline with now 2:05 left in the game. Megan O'Grady, left corner. That stopped on a baseline drive. Now Studer high left. Back to Abby O'Grady. Pass deflected. Bodies on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll give it back to Axtell with 1:50 left. So a 20-point Riverside lead with 1:50 to go. They closed out the first half on an 8-0 run to turn a 3-point lead into an 11-point lead, and then they built it early in the third quarter as high as 23. And that's really about where we've been the rest of the game so far. Axtell kind of back to within 17. That's about it. Pass deflected out of bounds. Axtell keeps. It's Aspen Bussing, top of the key. Gets past O'Grady, kicks it right. Now it's Allison Bussing for three, missed it. Gets her own rebound. Now Aspen Bussing, top of the key, steps into a long two. That's no good. Out of bounds underneath and back to Riverside. Down to 1:18 left. 49-29, Riverside. Came into tonight averaging 41 points per game on the offensive end and could hit the 50-point mark tonight. And Megan O'Grady got slapped in the face. No call. Appears to be okay. Hands it off to Studer. Gets it right back. Down to 53 seconds. Looks like Riverside pretty content to try to run out this clock. Studer kicks it into the right corner. Now Megan O'Grady, top of the key, 45 seconds to go. Here's a deep range three, that's no good, and a rebound for Morgan Miller keeping it alive. Now Studer for two, that's no good, and a rebound for Axtell. And a double dribble is going to be called. And Aspen Bussing pleading her case. Looked like the ball got deflected, and he has an argument there, but it's not going to change the call or the scoreboard by any means. But down to 30 seconds left. Riverside with it and can potentially run it out the rest of the way as Studer working on Allison Bussing. Now they want to go inside, but a nice steal by Chloe Strothman, who's in the game. So just 15 seconds to work. Allison Bussing back to Aspen. Her shot blocked in the corner, but a rebound, and then a second-chance opportunity is up and no good, and then a jump ball is going to be called. With 7 seconds to go, it's going to give it back to Riverside, and that's going to pretty much wrap this one up, as it's going to be a big win for Riverside, 49-29. As, again, they hold it, the final 3 seconds are going to come off the clock, and Riverside with an impressive second half. And they win the first of two here tonight as Riverside beats Axtell 49-29. Our post game is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The Cyclones by 20. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org. to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255. For a free quote.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same in 2025. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry at 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tamman with you. Seth Tollison in studio. Girls game final. Riverside big. 49-29. A 20-point victory here at Axel. As Riverside improves to 6-7 on the year. And Axel, they drop to 3-10. Postgame brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. We'll get our player to bank on in just a moment. Let's go through these numbers in this ball game, and we'll start with Riverside. They were led by Taylor Weiser, a double-double at 14 points and 11 rebounds. Pretty scattered and well-distributed across the board. Hallie Studer had 10. Also, Tania Ewing with a near double-double, 9 points and 8 rebounds for her. 9 points as well for Zoe Hayes, 6 by Megan O'Brady on a couple of threes, and then Cadence Brune had a 1-point night. She was 1-for-4 at the line. Axel was led in scoring by Kaylee Sandman, the sophomore off the bench, 11 points and 7 rebounds. They got 6 from Aspen Bussing. They got 4 by Lainey Porting. She also had 8 rebounds as well. 3 apiece by Allison Bussing and Lily McClellan. And then 2 points from Taylor Brockerman. Turnovers a big killer tonight for Axel. They had 31 turnovers, but they were solid at the line, 13 of 18. But again, the turnover number at 31, just way too many. And certainly a big difference in tonight's game. Riverside had 17 turnovers. They were 6 of 14 at the line. And Axel out-rebounded Riverside 35 to 29. In the final, Riverside 49, Axel 29. Now time to announce our player of the game, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Well, the 6'2 sophomore, Taylor Weiser, was right on her season averages tonight, came in at 13.6 points per game and 10.3 rebounds per game, and she finishes tonight with 14 points and 11 rebounds. So Taylor Weiser, our player to bank on, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Again, one final time, girls final, Riverside 49, Axel 29. Cyclones get to 6-7, Axel drops to 3-10. That's going to wrap up one half of our broadcast here tonight. We're going to send it back to the studio for about 8 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the boys' contest. It's Axel hosting Riverside, and the nightcap is coming your way. Just hang with us. We'll be back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.